to introduce Paul Woods, who's chair of Sheffield District Labour Party.
Good morning. It's about the fourth time we've been on these steps in the last few months, and every time the people here is getting bigger and bigger it is. And I'd like to welcome everyone from across Yorkshire into Sheffield, because this is probably the most important of all the demonstrations we've had. This is actually the start where we've got to make this grow and grow, and next time we want to see all of these streets full of people making Nick Clegg clearly get the message he's got no mandate for what he's doing whatsoever. We're very used to locally hearing Liberal Democrats say what they want just to get elected into this town hall. But I don't think we've ever seen the scale of the lies of Liberal Democrat MPs to get chauffeur-driven cars in the government of this country before. It's the first time, and it'll be the last time, hopefully, that ever happens. It's very difficult for the Labour group in Sheffield until we get control of the town hall here to make a difference. And next May, we've got to really show that. Nor can we, actually. The other great big thing that we can say this week is there's been two by-elections in Yorkshire. In both of those by-elections, we've seen the Liberal Democrat vote completely collapse. In the Harworth by-election, it dropped to 2%. And that's what we want to see across this city next May. Not only did they lie, though, to the people of Sheffield, they've lied to everyone in the country. And the people who work in our public services are the people who have paid the bill to bail the bankers out. We've paid the bill for the bankers. We're now, it's the working people in this country who will pay the bill for the deficit, and yet they don't want to listen to the working people or let us have any say in how these decisions are made. And we've got to fight to make sure our voice is heard. We've got to fight to make sure that the people of Sheffield let the people in this town who are running it at the moment know what we feel. And we've got to send a firm message that this is only the very start of where we're going. As previous speakers said, we don't just need the union support, we don't just need Labour Party support or any of the other parties to the left of the political spectrum. We need the general public to realise the damage that they're going to be doing to every sector of this community across this country.